This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 I Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump into any one of those rooms and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us. And in the studio, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Richie Rich.
So, Richie Rich, the host of The Anarchist Experience, which folks can go and check out your show, which is a weekly podcasted program.
Yep, about an hour a week.
Over at anarchistexperience.com. And you brought a story in tonight you wanted to share with our radio audience, so do that. Where's it coming from?
All right, this is from Fox 11. I don't know exactly where the city is. Manitowoc. Anybody?
It sounds like Canada, doesn't it? But what would Fox be doing out there?
Michigan?
Could be. I don't know. I've never been to...
N-I-T-O-W-O-C?
All right. Anyway, a 7-year-old boy was beaten.
Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Oconomowoc is also in Wisconsin. They've got a lot of walks there.
Located on Lake Michigan at the mouth of the Manitowoc River.
Well, there you have it.
Another walk.
Mm-hmm.
Never been there. A 7-year-old boy was beaten, forced to carry around a 44-pound log, and was buried in the snow before he died last year.
Wow.
Right? Now, a 15-year-old boy and two adults have been charged with the murder of Ethan Hauschultz. Damien Hauschultz, 15, is charged with first-degree reckless homicide and 6 other charges. And although age 15 in Wisconsin, oh, there you go, juveniles charged with certain homicide counts are handled in adult court.
Mm.
Damien's father, Timothy Hauschultz, 48, is charged with felony murder and 5 other charges. And Tina McKeever Hauschultz, 35, is charged with failing to prevent bodily harm and intentionally contributing to the delinquency of a child. All 3 are expected to make initial court appearances Monday in Manitowoc County Court.
Hmm.
Here we go.
Failing to prevent bodily harm. So the inaction, she was charged with not doing enough, basically.
Apparently.
Huh.
I guess witnessing it and not stopping, you know, the husband and teenage boy was enough.
Hmm.
We'll see. According to the criminal complaint, Timothy Hauschultz and Tina Hauschultz were the court-appointed guardians for Ethan Hauschultz and 2 of his siblings. The complaint does not indicate if or how they are related. Timothy Hauschultz ordered Ethan Hauschultz to be punished by carrying a heavy wooden log weighing 44 pounds, about 2/3 of the boy's body weight,
jeez,
for 2 hours around a predetermined path in a snowy area outside their home. Damien was instructed to supervise.
So Damien's the teenager.
Right.
Okay.
As Ethan struggled to carry the log, Damien allegedly hit, kicked, struck, and poked Ethan about 100 times.
Wow.
Sometimes using a belt or a stick. Damien rolled the heavy log across Ethan's chest, stood on him while Ethan was face down in a puddle, and then burying him in a snowbank for more than 20 minutes without coats or boots on. Damien also...
Brutal.
Yes.
It's hard to listen to.
I told you it was going to be a terrible segue. Sport ball and then this.
Yeah.
Damien also repeatedly struck Ethan's twin, who was also ordered to undergo the punishment according to the complaint. Ethan died of hypothermia, but also had extensive other injuries, including blunt force object to the head, chest and abdomen, and a rib fracture, the medical examined determined, the complaint states. In an interview with police, Damien stated he didn't do anything that would have hurt Ethan. He estimated he hit Ethan 100 times. He also admitted to covering Ethan in snow, but knew Ethan had to breathe. He described Ethan as being covered in his own little coffin of snow, according to the complaint. The punishment was also directly to be carried out by his father, Timothy, Damien said.
Now, do we know what this punishment was regarding?
Yes. Okay. Next paragraph.
Okay.
This is one of the reasons why I brought it up, because this paragraph right here. Damien said he had to carry the wood for not knowing 13 Bible verses to Timothy's satisfaction.
And that's the dad, Timothy's the dad.
The punishment was 1 week of carrying wood for 2 hours per day. Timothy picked out the logs, but Damien had to supervise the punishment for the younger children. Timothy placed the log, was a form of discipline, but he was not home when the incident happened with Ethan. Damien had called him twice because Ethan wasn't moving. Tina was not quoted in the complaint. One of Ethan's siblings said she was aware that Timothy uses this form of discipline. So for knowing a Bible verse,
I'm going to guess that guy has a really strong objection to like killing your kids before birth, but it's okay to kill them afterwards.
Beat them to death.
Wow, your memory just wasn't good enough, so now you get to carry a log 2/3 of your own weight around. I mean, can you imagine how difficult that must be?
Yeah, that would be a 120-pound log for me now, but it would have been a 180-pound log for me a few months ago. So that's
heavy.
A lot to carry.
Yeah, no matter how big you are, carrying 2/3 of your own weight is not going to be
an unless you're task. An ant.
Sure.
They can carry massive fractions.
50 pounds?
They can carry more than their own weight, right? Like multiple times.
Yeah. If I remember my 8th grade science class, I think it was like 50 times. Basically ants do.
Wow.
All right, so Bible verses. I mean, obviously Bible you feel verses. Strongly about this.
Well,
do you have a religious upbringing?
Imagine trying to carry 50 human bodies. I mean, even that's a lot of weight.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. So, well, the biggest objections that I found, related to this was, number one, the Bible verses, right? Because, that it implies, at least, that they're a religious family, number one. And for whatever reason, religious families seem to be more obstinate, for lack of a better term.
Obstinate. I'm actually not familiar with what.
Obstinate?
Yes.
Obstinate. Okay.
Familiar with that. So they're more stubborn.
Yeah.
When it comes to that sort of thing.
Okay.
Right, like, an atheist family an atheist family wouldn't force the memorization of Bible verses necessarily.
Yeah. Well, right? I mean, if you're going to believe a bunch of nonsense written by goat herders like 2,000 years ago, didn't know where the sun went at night, you got to be a stubborn bastard because you've got to resist logic and reason and all those things.
No, wait, is that to say that there aren't atheists who would beat their kids?
No, so that's the second objection.
Okay.
Right? For me, it's the corporal punishment activities.
Mm-hmm.
So it was number one over religion, which, again, I think is foolishness. Number two, corporal punishment, again, nonsense. And then third, that he was a guardian, he had guardians over him.
Right.
Which means it wasn't his natural born parents. It was appointees of the state, who were charged with caring.
Now, we don't know what the circumstances, and the article didn't say what the circumstances were that led to their guardianship. In some cases, a guardian can be somebody who already had a connection to the young person, and they were the person who kind of stepped up as the, I'll take this responsibility. Let's say the parents died in a car wreck or something like that, and he was a best friend or whatever. So we don't know exactly what the circumstances were that led to him. And I guess it could be just random, like a foster parent
could be
as well. So who knows? And we've certainly seen plenty of sicko foster parent stories with everything from them locking their kids in cages, feeding them, the barest of bare minimums just to kind of keep them alive, but then taking all the extra money that they get to buy the kids food and, spending it on crack cocaine or whatever it is. There's just all kinds of just absolutely horrifying stories out there of the government foster care system.
Right. And that's pretty much where my mind went initially when I read this was, yet another one of those
mm-hmm.
tragedies because of, you know, because of lack of natural parents caring for their young.
Now, of course, many religious people would also be aghast at hearing this particular story. I mean, that, you know, very few of them would say they support that level of corporal punishment for.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The number 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Earlier tonight, we were talking about some of the Super Bowl boondoggles, like the $23 million bridge that nobody actually gets to use, except if you've got a security clearance during the game. They spent that much money just to have the bridge done in time for the game, and then ultimately decided they weren't going to let you walk over it. And then also, according to our chatters in our Discord server, which, by the way, you can join by going to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump in and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. It's a free service. It's there 24 hours a day. And some of y'all in the server are actually watching the halftime show. And there was a question earlier tonight, is would there... was apparently, there was some talk that Maroon 5, which is one of the pop music groups out there, they're going to be playing and doing some sort of protest or some kind of solidarity motion or statement. We didn't know because the lead singer in the group was just kind of teasing it. He wasn't saying exactly what it was that they had planned. And according to one of the folks, Gene the Christian Anarchist, in the chat room, he did say that one of the rappers, now he's not clear whether it was Maroon 5, I don't know who he was watching at the time, but apparently one of the rappers was bleeped out. Now, I don't know if that means that he made a political statement and they bleeped that, or if he just, you know, the normal lyrics of the song he was singing, you know, can't air on television. So
rappers get bleeped all the time.
Yeah. Mm. So, I mean, I don't know if that's actually a political statement, although so you would think that if you were performing at the Super Bowl, you'd play the clean version of your song, right?
Because, probably true.
So maybe that might lead you to think it was the political statement.
I hate clean versions.
I know.
I do. I hate that on YouTube, usually if you want to see the video, you have to listen to the maimed version of the song.
Really? On YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
there's no
official rule of it, but like if you look up say Steel Panther Community Property, you can see the video or you can listen to the real version of the song, but you can't do both at the
really?
Same time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's one of your favorites for karaoke, by the way.
Yeah, and that's also true for Addicted by Bliss and Iso. It's a great video, but I never watch it because
it's the clean version.
It ruins the song if you don't.
Yeah, it really stands out too when you know what you're missing. It really stands out when you get to those parts of the song.
Oh, and Rehab by the Bartender is the worst. Is the worst one, because there they just change the words to something else, and it's the wrong words.
Well, if you know the song at karaoke, you should just sing what you know.
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, yeah, at karaoke, I do what I want.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't a problem.
I'll go in and ask for Royals by Lord and sing Foil by Weird Al Yankovic.
Very nice.
An experience.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, whether it's talking about the Super Bowl halftime show, karaoke, whatever it is that's on your mind, you can bring up anything here. Or crazy religious people beating their child to death. Or I guess allowing their teenager to do it, because it sounded like the statement was that dad wasn't home at the time that this was allegedly going on.
I think the teenager, it was the teenager did the beating, but it was carried out at the behest of the father. Like it was a known punishment in that household that this is what you do if you, you know, fail to learn your Bible verses.
Well, the punishment was that the child, who was, I think, 7 years old,
yes,
the child was supposed to walk around for 2 hours in the cold
carrying a log
that was two-thirds the weight of the child's own body for 2 hours. And that was the punishment. It sounded like the teenager, who was 15, was adding in his own punishments on top of that.
The striking the child 100 times.
Striking him while he was walking around carrying this log, then buried him in snow while without many clothes on, apparently.
He also described it as his snow coffin, which is a little creepy in and of itself.
Well, I don't know if that's a term, but burying yourself in snow is actually a survival technique, or can be a survival technique. I would recommend wearing as many coats as you can get if you're doing it, but there have been instances, I think, of people buried by avalanches.
Avalanches,
okay. Who were who did not freeze to death because the snow acted as a...
An igloo, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So he may have been quoting some half-remembered survival literature when he said snow coffin. I don't know.
And then he ended up dying from the injuries that he had received. So, sad stuff. We don't know where that story's going to go. It's one of those stories you're probably never going to get an update on.
I don't know if I want one.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's just, it doesn't end well for anybody in that particular case. And is that what Jesus really wanted? Was what would Jesus do, Christians?
we should start a poll as to what the Bible verse that the kid failed to memorize probably said.
Well,
I'm going with love thy neighbor.
yeah,
that's right. The one he failed to learn was love thy neighbor.
But now, wasn't it 13 verses that he failed to learn? Like he failed on more than one of them.
Right. It was according to the article, which I don't have in front of me anymore, but it was he failed to memorize 13 different Bible verses, mm-hmm. and that was his punishment for that failure.
Was to walk around carrying a humongous log for an entire week, 2 hours per day.
In the snow.
Yeah, in the snow. Hmm. And he was 7 years old at the time. Sad stuff. If you want to join us, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you guys heard of these deep fakes?
Yes.
Have you seen a deep fake?
Hard to say, right? I mean,
that's a good point.
I think there was one earlier today. I didn't find it show prep worthy, but it was Jennifer Lawrence and Steve Buscemi's face.
I have it
on
right
it.
Here.
Okay. Somebody needs to look up on Urban Dictionary for me what a deep fake is, because I'm not familiar with this.
I'm going to try to explain it to you here. So we talked about this, I don't know, most of a year ago. It's definitely come up before on Free Talk Live. Basically, what they've done, Rich, is... The geeks on the internet have made video swapping possible, meaning taking a video of you and like scanning you in somehow into whatever system it is that they're using to do this, and then superimposing your face over top of somebody else in another video. Now, this is stuff that has been possible for a number of years, but you had to have access to some pretty fancy equipment, like, you know, Hollywood level kind of movie effects. Now, just any geek with a decent computer can run one of these deepfakes programs or whatever and do their own image swapping and video swapping right at home.
They can also do voice swapping now too.
Yeah,
which is even
so. And what it's done is it's it was originally created for porn. So it was created to put, like, you know, your favorite star, who you can't find in any kind of nude photo, into an actual porn clip with, you know, somebody who may have a body type that matches that person. So that's where this came from. But now it's being used for more than that. And so there's actually a clip on this.
And people wonder why men earn more money than women. It's it's all the sex drive.
There's more coming up here. We'll tell you more about what these deep fakes are. And we'll link to one of them on our social media so you can check out and see for yourself how persuasive they look. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Democrats and Republicans are working in a conference committee to try to keep the government running past February 15th, or we would face another partial government shutdown. Lawmakers are also working on an immigration agreement. Now, if that deal cannot be reached by Friday, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News, folks are prepared to work through the weekend.
What I'm hearing from members of that conference committee, Republicans, Democrats, House, Senate, that on a, whether it's the member-to-member level, the staff level, they're going to be working through the weekend to try to have a deal done. If it's not done before the weekend, to have it done after the weekend to avoid a shutdown.
Wells Fargo customers nationwide were unable to use their debit cards or online mobile banking Thursday after the company said it experienced system issues that had resulted in outages. It's unclear how many folks were affected, but Wells Fargo is the fourth largest bank in America. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You're mad. There you go.
Hello and good, well, evening, good night, or whatever, from, or buenos noches.
Buenos noches.
From Acapulco here, as we are an hour and a half late. Well, we were here an hour and a half ago.
Oh, yeah, we were here an hour before an hour and a half ago.
Well, I was, at least. Yeah. You were out to dinner, but, you know, I always got to make sure things work in advance, got to do testing and such at these remotes, and I was on, earlier today, I was all set. We were set
everything
up.
Everything was working.
Everything was working. I had connected to our studio in Keene just as a test, because we have the same kind of connection equipment that GCN, our network, has at our studio in Keene, New Hampshire. Everything's working. We're connected. Everything's fine.
Right.
So we went out, grabbed some ice cream, went shopping in downtown Acapulco.
My ice cream cone was 60 cents.
Yeah, it was pretty 10 amazing.
10 pesos, and there's 18 pesos to a dollar. So I'm
right now, yeah,
guessing at about 60 cents.
Yeah, and I got one of those twisty Oreo cookie ice cream cup things that you probably will pay a few bucks for, I'd imagine, at most places, your TCBYs, McDonald's. This, and we were in a mall, right? Like,
yep.
Malls are probably going to be a little pricier than some other places.
A mall with a roller coaster.
Yeah, this thing was $1.50.
So, a mall, yeah, with a roller coaster. A mall with a bowling alley.
it was actually a mall with people in it, too, which is really... I don't know if you've been to a mall. I mean, many of our listeners younger listeners probably don't even know what these things are in the United States.
Right.
They're going out of style. They're going out of business. It's really kind of creepy, but great article that was written several years ago now, and I forget who it is that wrote it. But if you Google, you know, old mall pictures or overgrown mall pictures or whatever, they show you, you know, these malls that at one time in their heyday in the 1980s,
they were the thing.
Yeah, the heyday of in the 80s, they were huge. Now they're out of business, and they're literally being taken over by plants.
Yeah, you know, they're just being overgrown.
Those plants that were in the mall have now taken it over.
It became so unprofitable to run the mall that they just left. I mean, they're abandoned. And that's an incredible thing to say about structures as large as they are. I mean, these are big edifices. And for people just to just go away, it's incredible. Now, I mean, the mall at which I caroused when I was younger, back in the 80s, that thing's still around. I imagine it was built somewhere around the time of my birth, 1971. But I don't know what's going on there. I haven't been there recently. I know it's still operating, but that's down in Florida where the old people go. Yeah. So, you know, they tend to frequent those locations a bit more than younger people. I don't know how much longer malls have in the United States.
Well, like I said, many of them are out of business, and the rest of them are getting desperate. They're open up to clients they wouldn't have been opened up to before. So there are malls in the U.S. that are taking on colleges. Like, come on in. We got plenty of room. You need classroom space?
We got it.
We got the whole West Wing. It's wide available. Oh, you'll be right next to it. Oh, wait, KB Toys went out of business. You'll be right at... Oh, no.
Yeah, Sears came out of music, gone. Chess King, gone.
So what were we... I don't remember what it was called, the mall that we were at today, but, you know, right in essentially... This is like an older part of Acapulco that we're in now.
I think you were in the gold area. We were in the gold area there.
Golden?
We're in Old Town now.
Old Town? Okay. It wasn't that far away from where we are, but big city. Anyway, it was interesting seeing people actually in the mall. Like, it was busy. Now, it wasn't as busy as it could have been because you mentioned the roller coaster. This was inside like a fairly large arcade kind of, you know, a badass Chuck E. Cheese, basically. Like, they didn't have the characters or anything, you know.
I didn't see
like
any
that.
Pizza being... Well, they did have some tables and chairs.
They probably had a bar. We didn't go up to it. They had bowling in there. Yeah. They had gigantic video games. So, like, what you would expect to see at one of these newer video game places in the United States with a big, humongous screens where you're probably going to... Actually, we didn't look at the prices of the games. We just kind of were oohing and aahing at
there were games.
The fact
it's not like
they
we were
going to
play them.
I mean, I could be convinced to go back there with Jack and they had
check it out.
They had Flappy Bird, the arcade game. I couldn't believe it.
Right, it's one button.
Yeah, like the game that you will lose over and over again on your phone. That was a sensation. You may remember this.
Oh, yeah.
Younger users, I'm sure all younger listeners, surely all remember Flappy Bird. Older listeners don't. Very likely, unless you got into the Flappy Bird thing. It was a craze on smartphones a few years ago. Maybe
you can still get it,
4 years ago. Yeah. But the story behind it was the guy who made it. I forget what it was. Wasn't it that he like didn't expect it to go big, didn't want the publicity? He ended up pulling it down, I think, off of the internet. Yeah, if you pull up the Flappy Bird story, I'm sure there's probably a Wikipedia article about it. He didn't know, you know, he didn't realize it was going to become a sensation. It was just
too much
for stupid game. Yeah, it was just a stupid game, and he just put it out there just to, you know, to program something. And basically in the game, you press one button, the bird you're controlling moves forward constantly, so you don't get to control anything but how often the bird flaps its wings. And the more you press the button, the higher up the bird goes. So it's just moving forward at a constant rate. You can't slow his motion forward down.
He's usually going through like a cavern or a series of blockades of some sort. So
it's got like the pipes from Mario.
Yeah.
The pipes from Mario are like coming out of the top and bottom of the screen, and I doubt he paid Nintendo for the artwork there, but that's what they look like.
That's what they look like.
And so if you hit the pipe on either side, you're dead. That's it. One hit, you're done.
Right.
And now, I don't know how many lives the arcade game gives you, but this is one of the things I would be curious to go and find out. Like, what does it cost to play the Flappy Bird arcade game? Because it's humongous. Like, this isn't like a little...
Oh, yeah, it's
this
a
isn't
game.
Like an arcade cabinet like yeah. you're used to seeing from
not
the
like
80s
Pac-Man, no.
or 90s, right? This is a huge screen, and it's vertical, so it's got that kind of...
It's a 45-inch TV turned on its side.
Yeah, it's got the cell phone vertical ratio to it.
Yep.
And I think it might have been competitive. I think there might have been two screens
yep, there were two
next to one another, so I don't know how they worked that out together. Maybe the character that can go longest or
there was a
or whatever.
Giant version of Space Invaders called Space Invaders Frenzy,
yes.
which had sort of two cannons on it, and you're sort of aiming like you would in Missile Command.
Yeah.
It was...
That looked really cool. Yeah. And it also looked like it had some kind of a two-player aspect, because there
was,
were two
yeah.
screens. And the interesting thing about that was the Space Invaders game was using LEDs, right? So normally when you play a video game, you're seeing just like a CRT screen. Just looks yeah. like a computer monitor-style thing. This was LED lights
yeah.
that made up the screen. So it kind of had this old look to it.
Yeah, very pixelated.
Well, yeah, very pixelated. It was humongous. I would say it was even bigger than the Flappy Bird screens.
Oh, much bigger.
And so it had that old school look to it. It had the old style looking graphics to it as well, but it was obviously a more modern version of this game. So again, we kind of went in. We were in a bit of a rush. You had to get to dinner, and so we weren't able to do more than just kind of peek in and walk around real fast and see what all was in there.
I really have to warn the people, especially people in the Northeast and New England and you know the upper Midwest, those people right now, it is hot here.
Not right now. It's actually right. It's pretty nice right now.
What are you wearing?
I have shorts on.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's hot. It's
yeah,
hot.
No, it's
you don't want to be here. I mean, these people aren't spending any time shoveling snow, and I know you people need your exercise. The food here, inexpensive.
82 degrees right now.
What's that?
82 degrees Fahrenheit.
Hot. It's yeah. It's hot. And, you know, I know you don't want to pay half price for food and meals out and things like that. out here in the sun, I've just got to warn you, you got to be very careful of places like Mexico this time of year.
Well, we didn't see any shootings, thank goodness, while we were. Now, they do say that Acapulco does have a greater than average killings per 100,000.
Sure, the area we are. I mean, we're looking out over the bay. Where I'm looking at John Wayne's house right now.
Yeah.
Now John Wayne,
well,
dead.
There's some junky houses right down the road here.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't the nicest area of town. We're in a nice house.
And
but there's
overlooking a nice area.
There is a wall, and there's barbed wire behind this house, by
That's
the way.
A good idea to keep,
keep
the riffraff out,
yeah.
no doubt.
There's definitely, you know, riffraff. It's a big city, and big city has...
I don't recommend going jogging at
yeah.
night here, Ian.
But, you know, big cities are what they are. They
right.
have some riffraff.
I don't... Like, look, it's okay. safe enough that I would let you go out and wander around by yourself.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, so we're here in Acapulco. We should be able to take your calls. We're kind of still working out some of the technical difficulties here. So 855-450-FREEZE.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome to what is now the live edition of the show. It's been a long time since we actually had to air a refeed edition of Free Talk Live. I don't remember the last time we did that, but the first hour and a half tonight, if you're just tuning in now, the first hour and a half, we weren't on the air. We had some show from the past that was playing. Just to kind
we
of
still made it, though, on live, which we means did. We've been live
every day
every
for a long time, more than
day
a decade.
For at least a half a decade.
I would
more.
Say it was more than a decade.
Yeah.
Because I went crazy back in 2008, and you missed a day.
Yeah, then. But there was also the times when we didn't have a Sunday show, too.
So, oh, good point.
So you can't
good
really
point.
Say you were
yeah,
live
that's true.
When you were off.
Good point. So we're here. It's Acapulco. We're actually out here because of, well, I mean, you're here just to spend the whole month here. You guys got here. You and your family got here on the 1st, and you're here for the entire month of February.
Yep.
Staying in a very, very nice house, which is this, approximately 2 stories, 6 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms.
Right. And before anybody thinks I'm rich, this was $1,000.
Well, a little more than that.
No,
I thought it was like $1,200. But that doesn't include like if you want to have a maid or anything like that.
Sure,
right?
Yeah, you have to clean your. Yeah, it doesn't come with a maid.
Right.
It's a house, not a hotel room.
And you got to pay your own power bill. That's not included.
That's true. You
so
will have to pay the power bill, but you know we'll see how that comes down. But the power bill will probably be sucked up by the security deposit, which was another $200.
Okay, so this could be, I would say, if you were to get this in the United States. Excluding somewhere like San Francisco, you're probably what, $5,000 for
yeah,
a place
right.
like this for a month.
There's no place like the United like this in the United States in that you will not be hanging off of the cliffs with cliff divers, breaching whales, and cruise ships. I don't think.
All right, so we're going to do, you're going to have to bear with us here because you know it was just a scramble, essentially, to try to get everything working, and I'm not going to get into all the details as to why it didn't work, but so we're going to try out going to the phones here. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Technically, this should work, and also we can take Discord calls. I wasn't sure if we would be able to do that, but we should be able to take your Discord calls. So if you want to try us out on Discord, go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can join one of the call-in line rooms there, and you should sound pretty great if you do that. But let's go to the phones, regular old phone lines here. I'm actually having to remote into our Keen studios, which then are connecting to our network in order to even take these phone calls. So we are just doing the most roundabout version of this, so it might be a little bit funky. Dave, are you with us in New Hampshire?
Yes,
I can hear you. I don't know if it's okay, but I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, have you guys already covered this cryptocurrency bill about the state accepting cryptocurrencies in New Hampshire?
Yeah, you're talking about the bill where if this passes, it would essentially authorize the New Hampshire Treasury or whoever they are, whatever bureaucracy handles money issues like that, that would not just authorize them, but they would be required to come up with some sort of a plan, and that plan would involve how they could accept Bitcoin. Specifically Bitcoin, I don't think they're going to be accepting other cryptos, although if they end up using a company known as BitPay, they probably will by default be accepting Bitcoin Cash as well, because BitPay allows both. And ultimately, the state's not going to be accepting the cryptocurrencies themselves. They'll just be, if this bill passes, they'll be allowing people to pay taxes, like state level, some kind of tax, I'm not sure what, or at the very least they would be authorized to accept it. I'm not real clear on if the bill forces the state to accept Bitcoin or just makes them have a plan to accept Bitcoin and then allows them to accept it. I'm not crystal clear on the wording of how the bill works, even though I've read the bill, I'm still not, and sat there for the hearings, I'm still not clear on exactly what taxes you'd be able to pay with this. But it would essentially then create a system for which, or through which, taxes in New Hampshire could be paid. And the proposed company to go with is BitPay, which is a long-time Bitcoin acceptance merchant services provider that allows businesses to accept Bitcoin. In the case of the state of New Hampshire, they would be allowing you to pay a bill in tax bill with Bitcoin, but they themselves would only get a U.S. dollar value out of that. So that's the proposal on the table. The state of New Hampshire, if this bill passes, will not be holding on to any Bitcoin. They will never even receive Bitcoin, but it would allow Bitcoiners to pay their taxes in theory with Bitcoin. So yes.
Have you already reported on the fact that I guess the committee has unanimously voted in favor of the bill?
As a matter of fact, I broke that news because I was the one there recording that committee. That article came from freekeen.com. So if you heard about that, that's likely because I put that news out.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that I wanted to know if you talked about it on Free Talk Live. But I do have other news from the State House.
I don't know if we did. Yeah, I think we did talk about it. Sorry, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I have other news from the State House that may be of interest to you as well.
Yeah, sure.
So I guess I like to call this sort of NH exit news whenever I see the state sort of standing up against the federal government at Concord, or if they're standing up against other states. So what's happening right now is there are two bills attempting to, I guess one of them, according to the NH Liberty Alliance summary, it's, quote, prohibiting the state from entering into or enforcing agreements concerning sales tax collection with the other state, unquote. And the other bill is similar. It is trying to stop internet sales tax on New Hampshire, right?
This is the one that's in response, as I understand it, in response to the federal government's Supreme Court decision that basically authorized states to collect each other's taxes or something like that. I forget exactly what the details were of that case, but there was something at the Supreme Court where South Dakota, I think it
was trying to get money from other states or something like that. I apologize to not recall the details there.
I'm curious as to how this is going to work, because there is a, you know, the constitutional clause that basically says contracts need to be enforced from one state to the next. However, I do love to see the states stand up for themselves. One thing that Americans just seem to, we don't even seem to understand anymore, is that the United States is not a government. It is not a state. It is not a sovereign entity. It is a federation of states. That's why it's called the United States. And state is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. So, yeah, absolutely, New Hampshire should have sovereignty in so many areas that states have given up sovereignty. And one of the reasons they do it is because the federal government has the ability to create money out of thin air and just give it to the states. The states don't have that ability.
I like to remind people that we don't have to worry about Quebec collecting our sales tax. You know, we don't have to worry about Nova Scotia or Mexico coming in and collecting taxes from us, because we are independent of those places. And if we were independent of the United States, then the same foreign approach would apply to them, and we wouldn't have to put up with this. But even if we couldn't, you know, maybe we can never get full independence, but even just having a strong independent movement makes it less likely that these kind of privations would be imposed on us. And that's the next step, is just to go from where we are now to having a strong independent movement.
Yeah, I like the idea of pushing independence where we can push independence for New Hampshire and all the states and all kinds of places. However, it looks like from a historical standpoint that federations are the direction that things are going. There aren't many successful independence movements in that countries claim sovereignty for themselves and do well, because the international community, which is a federation in the form of the UN, doesn't like it, and they punish nations that do it. So, it's a long road to hoe, and I think that you got to go issue by issue rather than, all at once.
There are
Dave,
a thousand
thanks
hacking,
for the call tonight.
A thousand. Oh, I was going to say 1,000 hacking at the branches for everyone hacking at the root.
Very good, sir. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Of course, one of the things that can be done to help, I would say, hurry this process up, because right now secession, it's a great idea. I love it. Unfortunately, it just, it doesn't have a groundswell. It doesn't have that movement that Dave is looking for. It doesn't really have it anywhere. I mean, there was that Texas kind of groundswell that happened in 2012 when Obama got reelected, and they asked the federal government via that poll where they had like 100,000 signatures online.
Barack Obama threatened to kill them.
Right, and basically they got enough signatures to where the White House had promised they would answer anything with 100,000 signatures or whatever. They got their 100,000, and the White House official response was, "This was settled with the Civil War."
Right. The United States government, the Union, as it were, said that it would go and kill people like it did in the Civil War, apparently. I mean, I don't know what else to describe this as other than a death threat.
We got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, a full hour to go of this half-length show in Acapulco.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee, and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.